I don't see what this Gemara, which has a combo hakna'a of something that you have that an amonis for the funa neftam fun neftam and something that doesn't, really connects to palginim dibura. And unless we're going to lob dafka the Gemara and we're just saying, oh, all it means is, can you split things? So just like we split things in the world of Eidus, so do you split things in other areas of Halacha, then you're not really depending on Shitas Rava of Palgin and Dibura. And the Rishonim seem to compare things and say that it's a real fulfillment of Palgin and Dibura. If you're going to take the things at face value, it's a very tough understanding in the Gemara. And Bechlau, Rab Shimon, and Rabbanan, that the Gemara says in Rab Adar Bar Masna, that Rava is like Rab Shimon. Where is Rab Shimon about the case of the Shir, Legabe, the Shtar Shichur? Where does he say anything about Palgin and Dibura? Where in Shas do we ever say that Palgin and Dibura is a Machlekes Tanoi? Only in Gittin. It's a Machlekes Rav and Rab Yosef in Sanhedrin. There's no machlokes tanoim about Palgin and Dibura. What bechlal is going on in this Gemara? So you take Rabbi Chanan's word, and Rabbi Chanan thinks, no, it doesn't mean classic Palgin and Dibura. It means Palgin and Emonus. And there's a fundamental distinction between Palgin and Dibura, where we change around the words and by Eidus, and Palgin and Emonus, where we what? We accept the entire Eidus, but we just differentiate where we're going to apply that Emonus by category A versus category B. No. So then Rebbe Chanan says, that's the machlokes Abai and Rav. Can you say it? Palgin and Nemonis, Legabe the Shtar. Can you say that Legabe Atzmo, Nemon, Funenech, Funenech, Legabe the Nechosim, he's not Nemon. Do we say Palgin and Nemonis or not? What do you mean, Frek Rebbe Chanan? Everyone says Palgin and Nemonis. That's not even up for debate throughout Shas. So, Rebbe Chanan, no. The answer is, Abai and Rav are not arguing about Palgin and Nemonis. They're arguing about whether or not this case is susceptible. It would be applicable, Palgin and Emonis. Are there separate kinyanim? Are there no separate kinyanim? But that's saying that this is not Palgin and Dibur. That's saying that this is not Rava. That's not connecting this to Sanhedrin Daftes. I'd like to skip a little bit. I'd like to talk about this Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi has a fascinating discussion and takes our Gemara and not only connects it to other categories like the Gemara in Gittin and the Bavli is saying Palginan, but the Yerushalmi is saying that it's Mamish Lahaloch. Yerushalmi says this din of writing a shtar for your Eved and whether or not, since for half of the entities in the shtar it would be problematic, so we might have to throw out the whole shtar. Yerushalmi compares it to another case. To a case where two Eidim are being made about a guy without an Eved, about a guy transferring his property over to two individuals, and the Eidim are krovim to one of those individuals. So do we say that it's all thrown out because of what? Eidus shebal lemitzas shebal lekula. Which is the inverse of Palgin and Dibura, right? The inverse of Palgin and Dibura is Eidus shebal lemitzas shebal lekula. If you don't have a mechanism called Palgin and Dibura, then what do you have? You have half invalid Eidus. Half invalid Eidus means Eidus shebal lemitzas shebal lekula. You throw it all out. So the only saving grace for Eidus that half of is puzzle is what? Palgin and Dibura. So do we say it or not? Zok to Yerushalmi. Machloikas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says,
Rabbi
Yochanan says, Rabbi Yochanan says, no. Eidish Bala Mitzas Bala Kula, and Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish says, who is Reish Lakish, Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish says that they could split the two. And the Yerushalmi says they're Haba HaTalya. These two cases of writing the shtar with Nechosim and the Eved, and this other case of a regular guy, no Adam, no Evan, Stam, a guy in Lawrence, right? He wants to give over the property to two people, right? And he says what? the Edom have to be carved to one to the other. If you're going to be machmir and say, not palgina legabi the eved, so then you're going to be machmir over here, Rabbi Yochanan. And Reish Lakish, who says palginon, he's going to say that we could save the Edus, legabi that one guy, and say palginon, and it's all good. Azoy zok the Rishalmi. Frek the Ran. Shmach. Rishalmi is great. But one problem. What's the problem, Rabbi Yisai? What's with the riff? The riff, the way he records the dinim, the riff is very problematic. And I pointed out to you, Rabbi Yisai, that this is not only a problem, the riff, it's a steer in the Rambams as well. It's not a Pella. The riff, the Rambam usually followed the riff. And what? The Rambam in Hilchos Edus, Perek Yudalit, I believe. And the Rambam in Perek Zayin, Halacha Beis of Avodim, has the same exact stira. Totally against the Yerushalmi. When it comes to the case of the guy in Lawrence being mocked at the two people, the Rambam says, Edesh Batla Mitzasa Batla Kula. It's all thrown out. Once you're carved to one guy, you're Pasla Edit. However, in the case of Avodim, our Sugya, the Rif and the Rambam both have no problem saying, Palginon like Rava, and therefore hunky dory, totally fine. The Eved is Meshuchar, no problems at all. Very, very big problem with the Shita Zarif and the Shita the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah and Hilchos Edus has a whole long piece. I didn't put it on the Marmon Kaimis. I didn't even put the Rambam in the Marmon Kaimis. But Ayin Shom in the Kesef Mishnah that asks this Kasha and works on this Kasha. So the Ran himself has a possible suggestion to reread the Yerushalmi and Lav Dafka Yerushalmi to say that maybe it's not absolutely Haba Hatalia. Maybe the Yerushalmi only meant to say that it's Haba Hatalia in whose Shita? In Reb Shimon ben Lakish's Shita. Or otherwise known as Reish Lakish. Okay? The Shaila was, I had a whole Shabbos Haggadah Joshua a few years ago on Reish Lakish. On gluten-free matzahs. Where did Reish Lakish come from? Who is Reish Lakish? Ol Geshmak Ein Sham. It's on Y Torah. You could press play. So the what am I saying? Oh, so Zokta Ran, perhaps the Yushalmi's Haba Hatali was in Reish Lakish. That what? According to Reish Lakish, who holds what? That by Edus Mamish, that the Karov to one of the guys, we say, split it up. And we don't say that the Edus is invalid. So then what? Kol Shekain, in a case where it's what? Writing two things in a shtar, we're going to apply Palginon as well. If you say it by Psule Edus, so then Avada, you're going to say it by writing the shtar, and Palginon will be applicable. But that's all the Yerushalmi meant. It's Haba Hatalia within Reish Lakish. But maybe within Rabbi Yochanan, Zachtaran, perhaps within Rabbi Yochanan, we wouldn't say it's Haba Hatalia, which then allows the Rif and the Rambam to say what? To say what? To say that Legabe Eidos, I could say Eidos Shabbat L'Mitzas Shabbat L'Kula. But Legabe what? Legabe the Shtar Shechror, where I write the Kol Nechosai, right? Or I write both of them in one Shtar, then I still have the ability to apply a Palginon and to split between the two. Okay. Ra doesn't really fully explain, and what's a little bit difficult is that the Pashas in the Yerushalmi is that they're Haba Hatalia. And he's merely really making a brand new read within the Divrei Yerushalmi. But again, Rabbi Yisai, I come back to square one. Where is Palginon in this sugya? The classic understanding of Palginon is what? Is that we're working around and we're switching his words. He came in, he says, Pliny Baal Ishti. He says, Pliny Baal Alai Laritzoni. So now I have to rearrange the statement to mean, Pliny Nival La'acher. Or Pliny Baal Isha Acheris. You have to change the words in order to make it that you can accept the Edus Legabe him and not Legabe the other thing that's now going to make it Edus Shabbat L'Mitzos Shabbat L'Kula. So we'll split between the two. So yeah, we're splitting over here. There's two entities in the shtar, but that's not what Palgina Dibura means. So why is that what the sugya is connecting it to? And if you're really going to explain that fundamentally this is connected to Rava, the whole Gemara Lachara doesn't get off the ground, and I'm absolutely confused. What did Rabbi say? Perhaps we can answer all of these kashas with the following yisod. The Ran alludes to this, but he doesn't flesh it out. And the source to this concept is from the Rosh in the end of the first parak of Makkos. The sugya in Makkos is talking about Edim that are krovim in a case of a loan to the guarantor on the loan and not to the lover. And they want to give Edis about the loan. The Gemara says once you're krovim to the guarantor, the Edis is possible. You're not allowed to give Edis. You're psule Edis. Frek the Rishayna Makasha and say, why? Let's dal mehacha. Let's cut out the Arif. Let's apply the concept of Palgin and Divura and not have to throw out all the Edis. And let him say Edis legabi the loiv. Okay? I don't want to be marach on this, everybody say, but I think you see clearly, not like Rabbi Chanan from this kasha of the Rush. The Rush is asking to say Palginan Ne'emonus over here. Believe him Legabe A and not Legabe B. And he's comparing that to Palginan Dibura. Seems to be the same thing. We're not going to be marach on that. Just put that away for future sugyas. Shmuel Rozovsky, I think, points that out. That the Rush is it's klar in the Rush. But let's assume that they're all one. So why do you say Palginan? Dr. Raifi, let me teach you a little something. Dr. Raifi, let's go through this Gemara that Rav introduces to us, Palgin and Dibura. What does the Gemara say? So Gemara starts off that Rav argues with Rabbi Yosef. The Gemara says, Ploini ba alai lertsoini, which is a problem. Adam karvei tzlatzmo. And what? It's possible to hate this? So Rav says, Palgin and Dibura. Then the Gemara has a second case. What's the Gemara's second case? Ploini ba'al ishti. The Gemara wants to say you should throw it out over there through what? Halacha concept, Rabbi Sai? Why would I throw it out? Because edus shabbat l'miktas shabbat l'kula. You can't talk about your wife within your edus. Mal the same that it's possible. Kamash v'lan that what? Adam kara v'itzal ishto. What did that line mean, Frekta Raivit? Now the same Adam Karavet Salash Ishto, Kamash Malon Adam Karavet Salishto. So, everybody said, we told you yesterday, right? The great Sheva Bracha story, right? Gemara comes and says, Gevaldik Sheva Bracha is. You are what? You're related to your wife. You thought you were related to your wife, you're related to your wife. So, Gilad's like, what? What was the happening in Gemara? You're not related to your wife. This is one of the Zion Kroyim. You're not related. So Jonah wants to say Shtekach Torah, that maybe you can be machalik between Eidus and other areas of Allah and Yerusha, whatever, and other dinim. So maybe, good, you'll say it over at the Sheva Bracha. So you have to be a Mazbir Zion. But in Echlami, but the Poshup Shad, the Rav says this bar has no sense. The Rav can walk out of Jonah's Sheva Bracha. This is Kvira. What are you not related to your wife? Yeah, have a meal like that. What kind of nonsense is this? So to arrive at Avadi, you're apostle to your wife. Avadi, you're related to your wife. Avadi, you're a current. So to arrive at, you misunderstood what Palgina Dibura means. Palgina Dibura doesn't mean cut and paste, erase, and say, and ignore the fact, make it as if he's talking about someone else, because he's Lamaisa, a car apostle to himself, to his wife. So to arrive at, what is Haggadah say this? Haggadah Eidus by definition means lehoid al acherim. Chevra, oh my gosh, I didn't even realize it. This week's parsha. Am I lying? What's in this week's parsha?
It is.
In lo yagid, no salvoin. Isn't that in this piece, Parsha? Parsha Vayikra?
I don't know.
In lo yagid, no salvoin. Anyone know? Anyone did the Mavish Sedra? Vayikra. Chiyut Gevedus.
I mean, we all believe.
I don't believe myself.
No,
Is that the book that you can't just pass this by? This is I'm defining to you what Avis is. You saw it arrive it. Mamish, you could say this over at your table. This week, wherever your guest, I want to tell you what Avis is.
All I tell you.
And I want to tell you a story about a guy with a wife. Magid is the Torah's Eidus. Im lo yagid b'nosa avoyna. You have to say over Eidus. Chora, that's pshat. Person has to be roya atzmo kiilu hu yotza v'mitzrayim. It's not pshat saying over a story. It's not story time. It's hagoda. It's dine Eidus. And affecting acherim, your bonim, your enoklach, to now mamish be connected to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. This night is what can make a difference whether this guy focuses on all the narishkeit of the world, the Olam Hafo, that you guys all think is the right world. No, this is the night. This is the night of Siyata Nishmaya. Give Eidus. I'm not entertaining you, Chevra. It's MS. This is the only way to fight it. It's a battle. It's a battle. Fighter.
So it's up to Rive. It's up to Rive.
No, Eidus is Hagoda Alachim. To see, the guy committed this, the guy did this. By definition, when you're speaking about yourself, it doesn't register as Eidus. In the name of Zokta Gemara, Rav is not cutting and pasting. This is not like the 21st century. You have to press delete on the words. No, there's no such concept as that. You said it. You hold by you said. You don't want to say something to me, so don't say it to me. What you say on the Bechina registers. You're either wrong or you're right. Don't start fumfering like, oh, yeah, there's something about this, and something about this. You can't cheat on my Bechina. 2 seconds, I know if you know what you're talking about. Are you in the parsha? You're out of the parsha. There's no like cutting it, like throwing a dart, like it's on the bulls. Like, no. Say, you speak to the Zach. Speak to the Zach. It's the same word as the Alma of the Shikra, the Alma of the Emes. You can't like fake it. You understand what I'm saying? You either got the Nakuda, you don't have the Nakuda. Like in yeshivas, there's a musa called is the guy speaking to the Zach. Is he speaking to the Zach? Or is he just throwing darts? You know, sometimes he hits, sometimes he's not. Like, you know, like a guy, you never would put him in the game if you can't. Shoot, you know, if at the beginning of the game, is he missing all the shots? Like, we're not going to put him in to play again. Speak to the Zach. Oh. So, Dr. Ravid, Hagoda al Achirim is what registers as Eidus. Not Hagoda al Achirim is not Hagoda's Eidus. So Mela never registered to the beginning. So up to Rive, and now I'm going to explain to you what the Gemara is on edge. Half of the fellow is. Guy walks into Bez and he says, Ploini ba alai. Lurtzai. Right? So what's Edis? Ploini ba. Alai? That's not how God's Edis.
Edus means Hagada al Achirim. So whatever is al Achirim is Edus.
Everything else, what? Just never entered into Bezdin. It's not cut and paste. It's not like, oh, this is a problematic lush and we have to rearrange his words. Like the Yehuda, the Rashba discussed. No, that's not the way it works. It's just what's Edus is Edus, what's not Edus is not Edus. Zokta Raivid, that's the Havim in the Gemara by Ishtoi. Is Odom Karav Eitzel Ishto or not Karav Eitzel Ishto? The Gemara wasn't handling if you're related to your wife, but Shogunah, how about that you're related to your wife? Zokta Raivid, the Gemara was handling what? Is it Atzmo when it comes to my wife? Sheverboch is Torah. Am I one? Givaldi, when I walk into court, I have to say, I'll give you $20 if someone says this. When I walk into court and I say, "Ploy me ball, Ishti," is it mamish like I'm speaking about myself? $20.
What?
It's the happiest ending. What is it? What is it? Sometimes the movie gets difficult in the beginning. It's a difficult scene. We have to fight the battle. But at the end, the Kamash Malon is what?
Beautiful. You end the book with a bunch of flowers.
So what? It got a little gory. Schmack. Loini ball ishti. Now the same or ain't of them carving it to ishti. So Gilad, are you talking? I'm not related to my wife. Kamash Malon, no. I'm not related to your wife. But you're not one with your wife, Kamash Malon. You're one with your wife. When I say something about my wife, I'm talking about myself. Schmack. Everyone will forget about the beginning of the Gemara. Once you end with that such a conclusion, everyone's floated.
Chevra,
Lemaise. By the way, you go a little further in the Gemara. I don't know if I want to do this, Ian. Ian, do I want to do this?
Yeah.
No. Yeah?
Yeah.
It's a little bit of a sidetrack. Oh, you know what? I'll do it because for Ian's sake. Chevra, go a little further in the Gemara. The Gemara says, what about a person being made on his mom? On a shore. Ploini baal shor. Further down on Yudam and Aleph in the Gemara. Gemara says, Mau desema ein adam karav etzel. Mau desema adam karav etzel mamay, no? Kamash malon ain adam karav etzel mamay. Right? What? So what does that mean? So I read this Gemara, and everyone reads this Gemara, meaning that what? That with Gabi your mom, and we don't view you as a relative, and therefore we accept the Adis, Lagabi the mom, and the guy's put to death, right? Good. Ain't adam karav etzel mamay, no? Zok the Ravid paskins that Gemara, and Asagas HaRavid. The Ravid, look at the Rambam in that Gemara, and on Pliny Baal Shairi, the Ravid says the guy's off the hook. The guy's off the hook? The guy lives. The guy who's Baal, he lives. Why? The Gemara says, Ein Adam Karav Eitzel Mamayna. Chevra. The Ravid says, yeah, I know the Gemara says, Ein Adam Karav Eitzel Mamayna. And if ein adam karav etzel mamaynai, what does that mean? It means it's not me. So it's what? It's like a karav. So memele blibes what? Eidah shabat lemiktasa, bat lekula, no palgina. Zok the rive, the guy walks. Puntfakir from all the other rishayim. Because of this shtikal Torah, geshmak, when it's not a karav, it's worse. Myridik, Rabbi Yisai.
Which means that he's a psul karav. It's not an atzmo. That's what the Ravid says karav means.
He's saying karav means a karav and not an atzmo.
Yes. No, not in the Gemara. The Gemara means it's not an atzmo. So what does that mean? It means it's like a karav.
No palgina.
No palgina. Within the context of palgina. Yes.
He says when it
yes.
What's the
Rambam? No, the Rambam argues up on that. Rabbi, we're not learning Sanhedrin. Mir Tzachem, you guys get the yeshiva to learn Sanhedrin, I'll do Sanhedrin again. Best Masechta ever that we did.
What's the Hav Amino?
What?
What's the
Hav Amino? I don't know. You're obsessed with your money.
Yeah, I'm saying, I can show you.
Chevre. Let's go back. Well, what does that do with us? Now we understand the new Mahalach and Palgina. It's not cut and paste. It's not rearranging the words. It's just, what is Avis? Our Parsha Shlach Protis. What defines Avis? What doesn't define Avis? Haggadah Acherim is Avis, but Haggadah Shalai Acherim is not Avis. Perhaps this is the Yisrael. Let's remember, Rabbi Yisrael. It's not just the Raivin who brought this into our Sugya. I mean, the Raivin didn't bring it. The Ran brings the definition of the Raivin. Akadekach, that Moshmordechai asked me, it's plagiarism. He doesn't even quote the Raivin by name. Right? Like that guy in our Shaftashir. Right? Plagiarism. I don't know. I don't have an answer for you. Okay? Maybe he knew it on his own. Maybe he thought it was Dover Pasha, that's the way Paul Gideon works. Whatever it is. But once you accept this new Mahalach and Paul Gideon, Rabbi Say, comes along the stipend. And the stipend says, perhaps you can answer all the kashas that we had. So up the stipend. Who is the subject matter in the Rishonim? And who is the subject matter in the Bavli? Is it a parallel Yerushalmi and Bavli like we've always assumed? So the Stipler points out something very interesting. The Yerushalmi has a few shailas. It's not actually quoted verbatim in the Ran the way the Yerushalmi presents it. But the Yerushalmi says something striking in the words of the Yerushalmi, the way the Stipler quotes it, is that the Gemara says in Yerushalmi, also in a case of what? Of splitting nechosai from atzmacha. Which asks the stipler is beferish in the Bavli, in the first brice in the Tanu Rabbanon, that when you say nechosai and atzmacha split up, everyone agrees that what? That it's kon. And yet the Yerushalmi even includes that within its tzveikus and puts that into the cholent of the sugya that the Yerushalmi is asking. Even though the Ran himself just quotes the Yerushalmi about kol nechasai l'cha, and the shaila was l'gabe atzmacha and the nechasim, but the Yerushalmi happens to have those shailas as well. Zok the Stipler. Who is the subject matter in the Yerushalmi, and who is the subject matter in the Bavli? Zok the Stipler. Who thinks that that's the answer to all our questions? Wherever Rabbi said, listen carefully. Perhaps the case of the Bavli is where the Eved himself is bringing the Shiar. And he says, B'fonei Nechdal, B'fonei Nechdal. Perhaps Yerushalmi is referring to what? A Shliach Acher, who is bringing the Shiar. That is Nogea for who? For the Eved and Legabed and Nechosim that are being made next to the Eved. And that's the difference. And that perhaps answers all of our questions of this thing. Because if you understand that the way Paldin and Dibura works is through what? Is that by Haggadah Sacherim, that's Eidos, and whatever is Al Atzmo never registered as Eidos, but not that we're working and trying to play around with his words. So Mimele, Zok the Stipler, that's the answer to our Gemara. Rav is saying, when he brings in the Shtar, perhaps I can say Paul Ginon. And I can now have a new conversation that I have to talk about this. A Shtar, Shebato Mikzos, is it a Shtar or is it not a Shtar? A Shtar that we accept B'fonei nechtam, but we can't accept Lagabi other things other than the Avodim. Why? Because we need full-fledged kiyum for the Nechasim, for the property, for the moment. So now I have a new Shaila. What happens to a star that half is good and half is not good? That's going to be relevant to what? A machloikas between Rav Shimon and Rabbanon, Lagabi Shir. Their machloikas is not about Palginon. Zok the Stipler. Their machloikis is about a shtar that is valid for half and not valid for the rest. How did you get to that sugya? I applied the concept of palgin and dibura. And it's rabba l'shitaso. What do you mean you applied the concept of palgin and dibura? Zach the stipler? Well, rabba told me, whenever I'm talking about myself, according to the Ravid, it doesn't register as edus. So memela what? Palgin. So palginon. So then what? Now we have a separate question over here. Shtar shabatul mitzvah batla kula or not? Mashein kein zoch the stipler. The case in the Yerushalmi was what? Where someone else was talking. And he was talking about other individuals, another Eved. The Eved himself is not bringing the shtar. If the Eved himself is not bringing the shtar, and he's giving Agadas Acherim, so then what? We now have a kasha. Is this other individual? Can we accept his Eidus? Legabi what it's acceptable for, and not legabi the other thing? Can we split between the two? Palgina Dibura or why Palgina Dibura? According to the Rabbi, is that Palgina? No. That's not Palgina. He's a Agadas Acherim. That's not the way Palginan works. So Memela, what? By that case, what? Perhaps Enechanam? The Rif will hold in such a situation, Zokta Stipler, that it's Hoba Haltalia even within Rabbi Yochanan. Both legabi the case of the Eidus on the person that's trying to be mocked into two individuals will say Eidus Shabbala Mikzasabala Kula. Palgina doesn't apply over there. It's Eidim that are talking to someone else. And legabe what? The shtar shichrer? If it's another shliach that's bringing this shtar, then what are we going to say? It's batal. It's not acceptable. Palgin and dibura won't apply because it's not yourself. It's not the Eben himself who's bringing the shtar. If that's the case, maybe the Rif and the Rambam would both hold in those situations where another person is carrying the shtar, that we do say Eidu Shabbat L'mitzah Shabbat L'kula. The Gemara in the Bavli was talking about another Shaila. Not about Eidus Shabbat L'mitzvah Shabbat L'kula, but now that you have a valid shtar for half of the elements, is that good or not? That has to do with what? Machlokes Rav Shimon Rabbanan. About a shear. About whether or not you have to look at everything as one package in a shtar. That's not the regular, that's not the Machlokes Tanoim about Pagin and Dibura. And the reason why I can do that over here is because it's the Eved himself who is bringing the shtar. So Memelo, the Rif is not a stira. You don't have to say that the Rif learned the Yerushalmi differently, Zokta Stipler. Perhaps you could say that the Rif would hold in such a situation where an outside person was carrying the shtar, Avada, we would say exactly what we say, Legabe Eidus. Because Palgin and Dibura wouldn't apply in such a situation. Masha Enkin over here, where what? The Eved himself is bringing the shtar? Perhaps that's where the Gemara was assuming, and according to the Rif also, if the Eved himself brings it, and that's what the Rambam paskins, so then we could say a palgina. We could say a palgina doesn't become Eidu Shabbat L'Miktasa, but L'Kula. And now we have a separate shailas of the stipler of whether or not a shtar that's valid for half and a shtar that's not valid for the rest, is it a good shtar or is it not a good shtar? This Nikuda that the stipler is saying is already discussed within the Ram. The Ran himself wanted to even extend it to say, perhaps over here, since it's all it is b'fanei nechtam, and it's only a gilui milsa ba'alma, so maybe over here we'll even extend it to a karov. But you already see this concept of a karov versus atzmo within the words of the Rishonim, within the suggestion of the Ran of whether or not to apply the Ravid's palgin and dibura in this situation as well. Rabbeisai, it comes out according to the stipler's Yesoid that the Nekuda in the Bavli is just about whether or not a shtar is looked at a complete entity or is not looked at a complete entity. And according to the Yerushalmi, since it's a Haggadah Sacherim, now the stipler explains, even if he says two separate words, Atzmecha Unechasai, which the Bavli said Beferish would work, according to the Yerushalmi, that's still included in the same song. Because palginan dibura does not apply when it's an outside individual. Just like the Ran himself was discussing, whether or not we'll apply the palginon when it comes to a karov, as opposed to the eved himself. So the whole yisoid, the way the stipler is explaining this sugya, Rabbi Yisai, and you should see the stipler inside, is that we're now in this bavli viewing this as a function of palginon. Memela, now we could discuss an entirely different topic of a shtar that's partially valid, partially invalid. Is that going to work or not? And that's going to be totally on a machlokes Rav Shimon Rabbanan. Why? Because fundamentally it's an Eved himself that brought the shtar. Whereas the Rishalmi is saying everything's out because we pass like Rabbi Yochanan. And it blibes like a din of Eidah Shabbatla Miktosa Batla Kula, because what? Because we're relying on something that a statement from an outside person that would have a shame Haggadah, that now we can't say that we're accepting it at all, and it comes out to be Eidah Shabbatla Miktosa Batla Kula. So whether or not the Shaila is how to look at a shtar, or whether or not we would apply the din of Eidah Shabbatla Miktosa Batla Kula, and since the Eidus, it works for one and not for the other, is it valid or not, all depends on one simple idea. Who is making this statement? Who is carrying the shtar? What is going on over here, Rabbi Yisai? Memela, Rabbi Yisai, that could be Miyashiv, both the Shver Rif, the Shver Rambam, the Shver Yushalmi, and the Bavli over here, and can now allow us to understand why we're using the words palginon, but yet what we're discussing over here is really whether or not we should look at a shtar in totality or not look at a shtar in totality. The way the Ge'onis, I believe, in this stipler, is that one is a function of a heart. When you understand that the Eved himself is bringing the shtar, so now all you have a question of is not classic palginon dibura, it's post-palginon. Now do I look at the shtar as acceptable or not when he himself brings the shtar? If you haven't seen the stifler, Rabbi Yisai, look at it inside, Rabbi Yisai, and tell me what you think. Yeah, Ian.
So the guy in the Yerushalmi is bringing it, like the outside shliach, it's
not Dafka Karov. 100%. Anyone, exactly, right. Right. The Ran himself just says, maybe by the Fanei Nechvei Nechtav, we could talk. But the fundamentally, it just means Acherim versus not Acherim, yes.
When the Eved himself is making the shtar, and then we say, oh, the palginon were to buy, what about the Ravid? I thought the Ravid said that whenever a person himself thing it, it's like spatial testimony doesn't work.
No, that it's through the Ravid that works. That's what this type of saying. It's only through the Ravid's explanation, like what the Ran says in our sugya, that Memela, since the Eved's bringing it himself, so therefore it's not going to imply Eidah Shabbatla Miktosa Batla Kula. It's not Eidus.
Wow.
He's talking about himself.
He's using
no, so now it's just a shayla b'shtar.
It's not a shayla of Eidus Shabbat Kula.
That's only a shayla when you're talking about Hagadas Acherim. Our sugi is an Eved that brought his own shtar. So it's not Eidus. Maybe it's not Eidus. So now I have a different sagya. Now I have a different shayla. I want to handle. What do I do with a shtar that's half valid, half good? Is that good or not? That's machlokes Rav Shimon Rabbanu. That's a sugi about how to look at a shtar. Do you chap, Rabbi Yisai, the stipler makes these two fundamental distinct topics and he brings them back into one, which is the way reason why we can't read this Gemara. The Gemara is interchanging between Palgin and Dibura and then talking about a shtar. Is it one entity? Is it not one entity? It all depends on who are you. Are you a person that's talking about someone else? Or are you a person talking about your own thing? Are you giving Eidus or not? If you're giving Eidus, so then the Yerushalmi is right. Eidus Balam Ksas Balak Kula. And therefore this should be exactly parallel to a what? To a case where two Eidim are being made by two people that you want to be kind of, and they're carved to one and then compulsive to the other. That's Eidim Shabbat Mitzvah, Shabbat Lekulo. It's through the lundus of the Raivi, the way we understand Palgina Dibura, that we can look at the Gemara and get in the Bavli and just say, I don't know, this is Shiloh about how to look at a shtar. How to look at a shtar that's not through the lundus of Palgina. You need Palginon. Why do you need Palginon? Because it's the whole background of the Ravid's understanding of Palginon that can now get this on the ground to be Mechali between Agadah Sacherim and not Agadah Sacherim. Memela, Reb Shimon Rabbanon don't have to be arguing about Palginon. That's not the Machlekes Tanoim over there. It's a Machlekes about a Shtar. But it's Rav Lishitosa that holds Palginon Dibur and the rest of Shas that now gives us the backdrop of this Sugya. You see, part of the confusion, Rabbi Yisai, which is the Goynis of the Stipler, and it's a Chiddush, is what he's trying to say in our sugya is that the resolution of our sugya is not through palginon.
the dian in our sugya is not on palgrino. The prerequisite to get to the discussion of our sugya is through palgrino. Did everyone understand what I just said? What? It's stage one to get to the discussion on our topic of the Bavli is, what is a shtar? Why are you talking about a shtar? What do you mean? Half of this Eidus is butler. Yerushalmi says throw it all out. It's Eidus butler mitzvahs of all the kula. Why doesn't Yerushalmi open the Bavli? Why does the Bavli open the Yerushalmi? So the stipler. It's through Palgina that now I can understand the assessment of a shtar that's half valid, half invalid. Is that okay or is that not okay? But if I don't understand the Yisoidus of Palgina, which the Ravid tells me how it works, that now should have ramifications of an Eved that brings his own shtar, then this comes out to be Eidus Shabbatla Mitzvah Shabbatla Kula, and Reb Shimon Rabbanan did not talk about that. So why is Reb Adar Bar Masta even comparing it to Reb Shimon and Rabbanan? It's the goyness of the stipler that he now presents Palgina Dibura in this new light and gives us Yisoidus in the sugya of Palgina Dibura that now I can accept and understand this Bavli to be now one mahalach, one flow through the Yisoidus of Palgina, but actually Reb Shimon and Rabban are not arguing Palgina. Rabboisai, it's a big chiddush. It's not black on white in the Gemara. But once you put it all together, it's goyness. It's mamish ashrenu matoy chokim. It's mamish, it's a working sugya now. I have a working shop. I had an issue, Rabbi said, I didn't even know what was flying. Rava l'shitoso, palgina dibura, edus. We're talking about a star over here. Whether or not there's two entities and you, so what do I, so the way, the only way I say the Gemara is, palgina, do we split or do we not split? Forgetting the halachic principles of splitting that. It just means, do you say splits or not? What is it, was a gymnastic class? Do you do a split or not? What is this, a yogurt shop, a banana split? What are you, palgina, we're playing splits? So yeah, if you're okay with going to sleep at night, with saying the word splits, and making up shot in our sugya, so you're fine. Otherwise, you're just like, what in the world's going on? What in the world is palgina? Why are you throwing this? Why are you comparing this to Reb Shimon Rabbanon? It's like the stipler, hafla, the fella. Boy, said now it's miyushuf. It's gewaldig. It's geoinis. It's Mesukin Midfash. Whether that's Poshup Shot or not, I'm asking, it's not Poshup Shot. But I love it. It gives me Yishuv Hadas. Try, Chevra, if you're not there with me, work on this. Work through this stipler. Take the Yisoidus that, what did the stipler do? He built a binyan and he was koinem Masechah Sanhedrin. He took the Gemara on the Testament based that Yudah Ma'alf, Shitas Haravid, he learned it up, he learned the Sugya in Makis, he knew that that this is what the discussion is, Eid Shabbalah Mitzvah about Lakula, and yet I have a Bavli in the Yushalmi and I can't juggle these things. And the riff makes no sense, and the Ram's Pshat doesn't sit well with me. So the stipler, half of a fellow. You don't think it's Shamayim? They're applauding. This is a workable shot. This now is a hemshich. This now is a mahalach. Yeah, John.
How do we understand the Rishonim, which say that Rabbi Shimon is really past? He's really talking about Palgina Dibura.
I don't. I never found a Rishon that actually said that.
Rashi says that. Of course, but that's what
Rabbi
Shimon is saying.
Not when Rashi brings down
halacha, he says that Rabbi Shimon is holding Palgina Dibura in the next Rashi.
On the top?
Yeah.
Right. You're saying just stop, like our old kasha.
Rashi said. Yeah. Speaking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Rashi's saying splits.
What about the Gemara? The Gemara says that Rava says, like Rabbi Shimon says, the Amar Pagina Dibura. In general, that we can say
Rava, because he applies Palgina Dibura, now he'll fit with Rabbi Shimon, that now has a new Shiloh Lagabi Ashtar.
So Rabbi Shimon
is not about Palgina Dibura.
The fact that you can break down a
star, right? And Vaharaya, never do we find Lagabi any of the sugars of Palgina Dibura that we ever bring in a Machlokes Tanan about this. It's only once, the way the stipler is learning is once Rava holds Palgina Dibura, now you can bring this and revamp the Shaila of a Shtar Shabbatla B'miktas. Is that a bad Shtar? Is that not a good Shtar? And that's totally under Reb Shimon Rabbanon. Voisai, Maskin. The Pashup Pshat, Rashi's not learning like this, but this is a workable Pshat. This now makes the Sugyas and it resolves the Yushalmi versus the Babis. and the riffs, the riff in the Rambam that split between our sugyos, the riff that the Ran's standing on his head trying to explain. What's the riff talking about? How could he paskin the Babli and then totally and then paskin half the Yerushalmi when the Yerushalmi said that they're totally hobo-hobo? Zok the stipler, what's the problem? What's the problem? If I can explain to you Rava a little differently, like the Shita of the Raivin, like you yourself, the Ran said, now I can get things off the ground and I'm going to explain to you that the Nidon and the Diyan in the Sugya and the Babli is just about a star that's half acceptable, half not acceptable. Nothing to do with Edus, Shabbat Lamitzasa, Bat Lakula, because it's not Edus. It's Atzmo. Yeah, Jeremy.
Can I just clarify the read in the Gemara? I don't understand.
Amarli Rav Adar Bar Masa L'Rova Kiman K'Rav Shimon. You don't understand what that line is. The Amar Talbin and Pagim and Dibura.
Yeah. Saying as the prerequisite.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, be what I'm saying. That the Omar is not going within Rav Shimon. Right, I hear that.
So,
since Rav Lishitoso understands Palgin and Dibura, and then this Eved is what is not being made, and it's not registering, so it's not Eidus Shabbat L'Matzah Shabbat L'Kula, now we can understand the Dian Rav Shimon Rabbanon about a star that is. Do you look at it as one collective entity? Therefore, if half of it is invalid, it's sure. Problematic or not?
We try to read this.
I was saying the Omar was going within Rava.
Rav Shimon also has to say Pagin B'Dibura.
Why?
Otherwise, it doesn't matter whether or not you can split Pashtar.
But everyone's saying Pagin B'Dibura, right?
Not a lot.
Why do you have to say Pagin and Dibura, according to the Ravid?
If Rav Shimon's trying to split up a star, the only way you can split, what other way is there to split Pashtar? You can see it's just split Pashtar Shtam. There's a concept that goes behind splitting Pashtar, which is Pagin B'Dibura. He's saying that fact that you actually can split Pashtar in general. And the only way to do that is Pagin and Dibura.
Yeah, but the Ravid will say that that's not classic Pagin and Dibura. There's no Edus there.
We're trying to prove for Rava, no?
I know. So the way I understood the stipler is saying, I have to look back at the stipler how he reads that line. The way I understood the stipler was saying is that through Rava's fundamental understanding of the Ravid of the way Pagin and Dibura works, now you have a new Dian in our Sugya called the Shtar Shabbat L'Mikzos. That's not working through classic Palgin and Dibur. You understand? That's not working through what the Ravid understands is that Edus that is talking about Atzmo never registers. It's only through that prerequisite. And now I can say that Rav is like Rav Shimon. The Shaila is, do you have to learn that line of Rav Adar Bar Masna is saying Kiman K'Rav Shimon and Rav Shimon is dependent on Palgin and Dibura. Because then that's Stam Apello, according to the Ravid. How did the Ravid learn that rhyme? Why? What does that have to do with Palgin and Dibura? Shimon doesn't talk about Palgin and Dibura. Yeah, in a Hanami. So what the stipler is explaining is that through the prism of Palgin and Dibura, now you can compare Rava to be the Shaila of the Machlokes Tanoim of how you look at a Shtar Shabbat L'Bemikdos. But I hear Amalei Rav Adar Bar Ava, Bar Masna, L'Rava, Kiman K'Rav Shimon. Yeah, I'm not sure he learned it like that. Kiman K'Rav Shimon, you fit like Rav Shimon. Why? Because through Palgin and Dibura, I can now make your Shaila just like Rav Shimon's Shaila.
It's just...
Yeah, I hear. I hear. You're saying that the Pashup Shad in the Gemara is that he's being Mazgir Rav Shimon to be Palgin and Dibura. I hear it, but it's just very problematic to say that. Because number one, that's not what Palgin and Dibura means. Number two, we never had in any sugyas of Palgin and Dibura that we're borrowing from this Machlokes Tanaim. Number three, like Jonah was saying, like, what does that have to do with Palgin and Dibura? Unless you just say a Palgin and Dibura, like Rashi's saying.
It's not that far-fetched.
It's not that far-fetched if you don't break down the way Palgin and Dibura works. No, it's not. It's not similar to any other explanation that we had of Pagim and Dibur, even if you don't say like the Raiva.
You star as Dibur, then you could split up the words.
You're not splitting up, you're not changing his words. You're just saying half of it's good. So you're just saying, you don't say, Pagim and Dibur just means we ignore Eidish Balam Mitzah Sbalakula. And therefore you could say, we ignore Ashtar Shbalam Mitzah Sbalakula. Fine, you're right. If half is invalid, so then you're right.
That's not great.
So what?
The reads also.
Yeah. I'm asking. But I think what the stipler will say. I don't know if he deals with this line beferish, but I think the stipler would say, once you introduce Talbina Dibur, now Rava comes out exactly like Rav Shimon. Again, it's not within Rav Shimon when the Gemara presents the Machlokes Tanoim, right? No one ever says the concept of Palgin and Dibura. Rav Adar Bar Masna is the one who is introducing Palgin and Dibura into our sugya to now fit Rava within Rav Shimon. So what did that mean? Did that mean that he's holding Palgin and Dibura as Machlokes Tanoim? Or did that he mean that through Palgin and Dibura, now I could compare Rava to Rav Shimon? So the stipler is saying, yeah. Since over here we're talking about an Eved that's bringing Shtar Atzmo, and now I can now say that it's not Haggadah's Eidus, so Memela comes to be a new sugya called Shtar Shabbat L'Mitzah Shabbat L'Kula, which is half of a fella. Yeah, but I agree that line has to be reinterpreted. Yeah.
The Tosfos Reader also says that what Rava himself is saying is Pagim.
Rava, for sure.
No, not that it's a prerequisite, just that it is what it's like. Echad zeb.
Rava or Rav Shimon?
Rava.
But no one's debating that.
No, we're debating that he's not talking about Palgin and Dibura. It's all a prerequisite.
No, that's through Palgin and Dibura. The Shiloh is within Rav Shimon. Is Rav Shimon talking about Palgin and Dibura? Are we now saying that Palgin and Dibur is a machloek is tanoi?
How can we talk about Palgin and Dibur now if the Eved is being made on himself?
That is through Palgin and Dibur. Exactly.
He's being made on everything.
Yes, but whatever he says about himself, Dr. Raivit, is Palgin and Dibur. That is what Palgin and Dibur. That's what Palgin and Dibur is.
No, we Palgin and Dibur is we don't accept his.
No, wrong. Wrong.
That's what we say in Kanevit.
And the Raivit saying that we're not changing around. It's not Eidus. It's not Eidus. That's what that Palgin and Dibur means. So therefore, also when the Eved brings his own shtar, it's not Eidus.
So what,
he's talking about himself.
What is it?
It's zero. It's nothing. It's just like it's exactly
works,
like other Mekarim Yitzchak.
It works that he could acquire himself.
What?
Something. He's acquiring himself right now.
Right.
So it works as something if it's not Eidus.
Right.
What is it?
So now it's a shtar. It's a shtar and it's not Eidus Shabbat L'Mitzah Shabbat L'Kula. So now it gets into a shiloh. What do you do with a shtar that half is valid, half is invalid? It brings it out of the parsha of Eidus. Yeah, no.
Shouldn't the Gemara say Shahavi Gibra, the stapler?
Shahavi what?
Like when the two dots says Tanur Rabbanan and Eved Shahavi Gito. Meaning the Eved brings his own get, but then it changes to Hakosev Kol Mechas Vladimir. The stapler is going to shout that he's bringing.
It's a hemshech.
It's a hemshech from.
That's what you have to say, yeah. I mean, the Gemara doesn't say who brings it over here. So if I care. Yeah, I mean, I don't think he was banking on that, but that would work well. That what the Gemara brings the whole story in the Brisa, and then he says, then the Gemara discusses what happens if you change the language, and now. You have an all-inclusive language in the shtar. But L'chaira, it's still a Eved She'evi Gito, so Memela, Zakta Stipler, so then Memela, you could apply Pagin and Dibur here. Yeah.
Rashi seems to be Mashma, like, Shin is not looking for Pagin and Dibur.
But not Rashi, what Jonah was pointing out is Rashi on Tesamid Aleph is not Mashma that way.
Yeah, it's not Mashma. Like,
right. No, it's Mashma that is Pagin and Dibur.
No, he says, Demide the Gali Gali, Demide the Low Gali Low Gali.
But Rashi and Dibra Maschel Ad Shiyomer Alma Pagin and Dibura. The end of Rashi Ad Shiyomer is applying Pagin and Dibura to Rav Shimon, like the Pashup Shad in the Gemara. Yeah, Maschel.
When the Eved brings the get and he says Bifanai, isn't he? Didn't we say that he was just testifying on the document, not the content of the document?
Again, that was the extension of the Ran. The Ran discusses the following. Since he explains the way Palginan works, like the Ravid, so then the Ran says, well, what would you say by a Karov? So your initial response should be, absolutely not. Because a Karov is where we say, Edish Batla Mutasa Batla Kula. Palginan doesn't apply to a Karov.
It's not.
Palginan doesn't apply to a Karov.
Right?
That's regular Edis. Dr. Ran, perhaps in the sibya of Pefanenech, Pefanenechtam, since it's just the Giloy Milsa Ba'alma, perhaps we could even extend it to a Karov.
So then why don't we, shouldn't this whole star that the Eved brings be valid? Because he's testifying.
That's what the Ran's suggesting.
So, but it's not Palginan Dibura, it's that the whole thing is kosher. Because if he's testifying on the document, and now we have the Edi Chasima that.
No, we don't have Ne'emonis. We don't. Even Rava says we don't have Ne'emonis for something that we weren't granted Ne'emonis. Fanenach, Fanenach, it doesn't work. We got Benachas. That's what Rava says. Yeah, you.
So we say, according to the
Ravid,
everyone holds Pagina Dibura in the case of Eved bringing a get. Eved brings his own get instead of Fanenach. So everyone would say that it's.
Rava would say. Rava would say.
Only Rava.
Abai disagrees.
Then why is.
According to the way the Stipe is explaining the Fila Ravid, is that Rabbi Shimon is just about we revamped the sugya. We now discuss once we introduce the setting of Palgin and Dibur, and now we have a separate shiloh. Shtar Shabbat Lemitzasa is it kosher or is it not? And that's Rabbi Shimon.
In order for that to matter, shouldn't Rabbi Shimon also have to hold?
Yeah, but Rav Shimon is not talking about that. Rav Shimon is just talking about a case where an Adon uses a bad Lashon and a Shtar. No one's bringing the Shtar.
That would have never mattered to us if Rav Shimon not killed
Pagin Shimon is not relevant for Pagin Dibur. Rav Shimon is talking about a Shtar that half of its Lashon is problematic. Do we throw it out or not? How did I get that to be comparable to our case by Eved Shehevi Gito, that's through Palgin and Dibur.
Even if we had that Rav Shimon that says it's put the star, so couldn't we say that that's actually not like Rava because Rav Shimon would say that.
No, that's what I'm trying to say. That the way the Stipe is explaining is Rav Shimon has nothing to do with Palgin and Dibur.
You
don't need it. It's not Edus. It's just a Shiloh about a Lashon and a Shtar. That's not classic Palgin and Dibur the way the Ravid is explaining it. So I can compare a Lashonos of Shtar and make our Sugya just about splitting hairs in a shtar, once I say that the Gemara originally was talking about the Eved himself who brought a get, and therefore, through Palgin and Dibur, now I make this to be a new sugya of Machlekes Rav Shimon Rabbanan about a shtar Shabbat Lo B'Mikdos.
Rava is the only one who has that prerequisite.
And Rava is the one who has that prerequisite, exactly, yeah.
Can you maybe just explain the I don't understand the transition, but not in the Gemara, outside. How are we getting from this prerequisite of Palgin and Dibur to this case of Rav Shimon? What's the connection?
Let's take the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that if you have someone who brings a shtar and half of it is invalid, so it's Eved Shabbat L'Mitzasa Bat L'Kula. Exactly like the case of what? Exactly like the case of two Edim that are being made on two recipients and they're carved to one of them, Eved Shabbat L'Mitzasa Bat L'Kula. According to the Yerushalmi, our case should be absolutely thrown out if you pass it like Rabbi Yochanan. That's the kash on the rift. How could he split between the two? Zok the stipler only if you view it as Edus. But if you have a way of neutralizing our sugya and saying that there is no Haggadah Edus over here, but rather it's just a shiloh of a shtar that's partially valid and partially not valid, so that could be a totally new independent machlekes. Zok the stipler, that's the site of our Gemara. Since our Gemara starts off with Eved Shehevi Gito, and there is no Haggadah Edus over here, so Memela, the entire Diyan in the Sugya, and the entire Nekuda is a Shtar that's partially valid, Shtar partially invalid. Is that an acceptable Shtar or not?
That's and Palgin I can, and Dibur, right?
What?
That's Palgin and Dibur.
Shtar? No.
Okay.
No.
Fine.
Exactly. Okay. By the case of the Yerushalmi, that's a problem that you can't say Palgin and Dibur. Why? Because it's Edus Acherim. A shliach acher is bringing it. And he's giving Edus over here. And he's speaking about other people. That's the problem. Edus Shabbat L'Mitzasa, Shabbat L'Kula. That's where we don't apply it. Palgina Dibura. Our sugi is an Eved Sheivi Gito Atzmo. Oh, that's where a Palgina Dibura could work. Oh, great. So you don't have Agadas Eidus over here. It's not Eidus Shabbat Mitzvah Shabbat Kula. So what is the Dian of the sugya? The star itself is questionable. There's a star that half is valid, half is invalid. Is that valid or not? But that's not through Palgina Dibura.
So what's Palgina Dibura doing here?
Palgina Dibura tells me that when you're speaking about yourself, it doesn't register as Eidus.
And we apply that to when you bring a star also. That's,
exactly.
That's the only connection.
That, the Eidus of a fun enough, fun enough. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Rabbi Sai, that's the end of the sugya. Ayin Shom, look at the stipler, Rabbi Sai. I think it helps a lot. It's not the smoothest shot, but I think it's an eye-opening shot in collecting all these ideas, comparing the Yerushalmi and the Bavli, and really saving the Rif and the Rambam in an impressive way.